My cat poops outside the box. My dog just ate 20 rocks. My goat sounds so silly. Call him Bill, but never Billy. My bird sleeps the whole day long. At night, sings like every song. I think my bunny has a foot with plantar fasciitis and needs someone who knows what to do, someone to call who can answer it all on the Steve Cochran Show with answers I really need. If you're looking when it's time to have your pets vaccinated, you can also find the best time to spay or have your male just castrated. I found a doctor, he's a vet, you can bet it's a must, you can trust what he says. With all his info, the Indian Prairie Hospital out in Aurora, Dr. Sam.
Maybe it's best. That's really
That's
good.
Awesome.
That's really good. Really good. Who were you inspired by when you did that?
This is kind of weird, but it was Al Jolson.
Al Jolson? Yeah. I don't remember that from the Jolson period.
Yeah.
Well, it's very strong. Dr. Sam joins us now. Dr. Sam, veterinarian, Indian Prairie Animal Hospital. Do you have that as a ringtone on your cell phone?
I do, and I heard it at the mall the other day. It was scary. Yeah. But I was listening to Karen Carpenter, John. Maybe we'll do a little Karen Carpenter.
You don't get two. You get one. Oh, you don't get another
okay,
one.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
It's very... Very funny. Very funny. Very good.
630-820-6999 if you want to call Doc. And by the end of this, he'll have his website because one of his assistants will run it into him. All right. Do you have an animal story of the week that you like, Uncle Lair?
We have a 70-pound sulcata in the hospital that we had to do a little malocclusion work on.
All right. So which is the animal, the malocclusion or the sulcata?
The sulcata. That's a tortoise.
Oh, a turtle, okay.
A Rhonda, not a turtle, a tortoise.
What's the difference?
No, the shell doesn't hinge, different type of feet.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And are the tortoise the ones that can live for hundreds of years?
Yeah, these guys usually live 80 to 100 years.
You know,
they can get over 100 pounds. They're probably the largest tortoises we see as kept as pets.
I heard there's a tortoise somewhere in the world that's 186. Is that possible?
Most likely, yeah. The Galapagos tortoises live a long time.
186. Can you imagine what that tortoise has seen?
Wow.
That's a lot of history. A
lot of elections.
Okay. Wow. Oh, we don't know if the tortoise voted in all of them.
Wow.
All right, so this malocclusion, what's the thing you had to do?
Well, it had an overgrown beak, and it had a little upper respiratory infection.
Sure.
So we had to trim the beak and treat it with antibiotics and check the blood. And the interesting thing, one of the first things we did was a sex change because Rhonda was not a female. It was a male.
Well, why'd you do the sex change?
Well, they thought it was a female all these years.
Oh. How do you tell on a turtle?
Oh, don't ask. Let's not start the show with that.
Okay. All right. But is it because they respond better to Carpenter's music, one side of versus the other, or there's more to it than that?
It's all about Karen Carpenter.
Okay. Got it. I just wanted to go back to where we began.
Will I be able to say vomit? You said Kevin couldn't. Can I say vomit?
No, Steve Grzanis is banned from saying vomit. We don't use that word on the show unless it's medical.
All right. I'll use emesis.
Okay, good.
Emesis is another name for vomiting.
All right, let's try not to use it from you either. I've decided you're banned as well.
Okay.
So that's one of the words you can't use either. All right, so we got a report earlier from someone that said you shouldn't play fetch with your dog because if you throw a stick for your dog, the splinters could do damage to the dog's mouth. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you should play fetch with your dog, but I think you should use an appropriate fetch item, like a ball or a Kong, or if it's a stick that splinters, yeah, it could get... You know, up in the molar arcade back there.
Right. So there's an arcade back there?
Mm-hmm. Arcade, yeah.
Wow. That dog's mouth is fun.
Batavia, too.
All right.
With that said, a lot of the chew toys we give to dogs will oftentimes splinter, and sometimes they fracture teeth. Next month is National Pet Dental Month, so I would recommend everyone have their dogs and cats examined by their vet just to make sure the teeth are healthy.
It's so sad, though, when you try to see, like, a Great Dane floss, you know, because they can't control the floss. It's just very...
You ever see the size of the floss?
It's like toe rope.
It is tow rope.
Yeah. All right. So you see a lot of interesting critters during the course of the week. Is there anything you're seeing a lot of lately? Is there a particular condition, something we should be thinking of here in the beginning of the year?
Yeah. Toxicities. Dogs getting a hold of stuff they shouldn't. Over Christmas, it was chocolate and xylitol. Xylitol cases are definitely up. That's the sweetener used in a variety of products, mostly gums and mints and stuff like that. But we had a couple dogs that when they get this, it causes a spike in insulin and their blood sugar drops out and can cause some liver problems.
And that was Christmas. What are we doing now?
With Christmas, what do you mean? What are we doing now? As far as cases?
No, yeah, is there something hot that's going on now? Because didn't you just say that was a problem around the holidays, or it's still a problem?
Yeah, chocolate is around the holidays. Chocolate will come again around Valentine's Day.
Xylitol
seems to be dogs that are bored, that are inside during the winter, and a purse is left down with chewing gum, and they get a hold of it. There's been some snow on the ground. It's always interesting. Over the last 30 years, we see a lot of urinary tract infections with snow, and I think it has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, there'll be like a blood-tinge color to the urine, and people pick it up a little easier on the snow than they do during the rest of the year.
All right, so let me throw a couple. Oh, you got something tied to this, Dave?
Well, kind of snow related.
All right, snow related. Go ahead, because mine's not snow related.
So I bought some of that Pet Safe ice melt.
Right.
Does that really do the job in terms of keeping the pets safe, or is it more marketing than anything? I can't. And what do you have to do when I walk my dog when there's a lot of salt out? What do you have to do in terms of making sure that he's safe?
Put the dog in a nice four pair of Uggs.
I know, exactly. He doesn't like them. He just doesn't go for that.
Okay.
Well, if your dog does tolerate booties, that's one thing you can do. Mm-hmm. If he won't tolerate the Uggs or booties on his feet, then when he comes in, you should wipe his feet down. Okay. Just to, you know, rinse them, wipe it down, get the salt off of there. And every so often, visually inspect in between the toes to make sure there's no redness or anything in there.
Okay.
As far as the products, you know, the non-toxic, you know, anything in moderation is okay, but I don't think I'd let my dog eat a bag of that stuff. There definitely would be some GI upset.
Yeah.
All right. Kevin, you had a question?
I do. Dr. Sam, one of my dogs is just about 10, and we've noticed she starts limping quite a bit, one of her back legs. So we got some sort of hip and joint type dog medicine for arthritis. I guess anything else we can do to help her out, because she's been limping quite a bit lately.
Well, you know, commonly this time of year with the ice and salt and snow and that out there, leg injuries, especially ACLs, are common. So, Kevin, I would definitely have her or him checked out by a vet just to make sure he didn't tear an ACL or a meniscal tear. If it's arthritis, usually an X-ray is going to be necessary to diagnose how severe it really is. Most of those products are, you know, glucosamine or chondroitin, but the FDA doesn't control it, so you got to be careful. You could buy something over the counter, and you're getting ripped off because it really doesn't have much in there. And those products are nutraceuticals are just to help the joints repair themselves. You usually need an anti-inflammatory. Just like me and Mr. Cochran, if we don't take our Advil before we go golfing, we complain the whole round of our osteoarthritis. You need some anti-inflammatory.
I call it driving range in a bottle.
Right.
I have another question for you, but first, John, you have one?
Doctor, I had to go out and buy dog food for the first time, which is really weird because the dogs are like 3 and 10. But
you should feed them more often.
That's what I said. My wife Jackie told me what brand to buy, and I got there, and it was 30 pounds, and I'm like, okay, fine, and it was $63, which I passed up several bags that were about half that price. So my question is, are we getting the bang for the buck? Because it's a $63 bag of food.
Well, you're buying some sort of special food.
Well, it's a brand that she hooked up. And why is it so, why do they always say it's difficult to change dog food? Because you have to do it gradually.
Well, because the bacteria in the gut, they have to adjust to the new food. There's different ingredients in there, and the bacteria, you know, takes a few days to change to handle it. So you do want to make it a gradual change. You know, unfortunately, premium dog food is a marketing term. Veterinary nutritionists don't set standards for premium diets. It's the pet food industry that does. So without naming names, I'm not sure you did get ripped off or not, but people seem to equate premium with the highest priced food out there. You know, my rule of thumb when I don't sell dog food here. You know, I send people to the store, pet store, wherever. But I usually recommend one of four manufacturers, and that would be either Purina, Science Diet, IAMS, or Royal Canin, because they're the only ones that really make their own food. They supply their own ingredients. They have veterinary nutritionists on staff, and they spend a lot of money on research and development. A lot of the other, quote, premium diets, John, are just marketing.
Okay.
Dr. Sam is with us. The Indian Prairie Animal Hospital is in Aurora. The number to call if you need him is 630-820-6999, 630-820-6999. Ross is here. Ross, say hi to Dr. Sam.
Hey, Doc. I know this isn't necessarily your area, but my wife just gave birth to our daughter.
Congratulations to you and Grandpa.
Thank you very much. Now
I've been sending Sam pictures.
Good. Very, very good. Now, she sleeps all the time. She eats about 8 to 10 times a day. She's peeing and pooping pretty regularly, but it seems like it's quite a bit. I'm just wondering if there's anything I should be doing now to help her development later on in life.
And we're talking about the baby.
Yeah, the baby. Yeah, I mean, she's an animal. I've just figured that this was, you were kind of a one-stop shop.
Humans, animals, animals, humans.
Ross, there's a simple rule in life. If something comes in, something's got to go out. Mm-hmm. So if she's eating 8 to 10 times a day, she's going to be pooping 8 to 10 times a day.
Got it.
So, being in school my whole life, I was amazed that my buddies that got married at a young age were complaining about the price of diapers. And I didn't have any children at the time, and I thought, what are they complaining about? Diapers aren't that expensive. Well, it wasn't until I had my own children that I realized they went through 48 diapers a day.
Yep.
So.
Right. So your advice as a veterinarian is Ross and Lauren are doing the right thing.
They're doing the right thing. Let her
cool.
I was nervous about that. Right. She'll outgrow it.
And as long as she doesn't start chasing cars, everything's fine.
Perfect. Now, she does have a thick, like, luscious coat. Should I be concerned about that?
No, all adorable babies have that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
A luscious coat?
Yeah, a luscious coat on your baby.
Well, I don't know if that's genetic, Ross, but yeah, I would.
Certainly your grandfather does. All right, I have one last question, and I can't say who this is from, but it's my sister. And she
These
has a dog.
Questions are all over the board today.
Yes, and she has a dog, and the dog that's not the question. She has a dog, and it's a great little guy. Sleeps in a kennel at night. And suddenly didn't want to go in the kennel the other day. Suddenly was like barking and I'm not going in there. And, she had to have a SWAT team come in and put the dog in the kennel. But this is a very gentle dog, very normal dog who suddenly didn't like the kennel. What's in the kennel that's spooking the dog?
I'm not sure. It could have been a noise when the dog was in the kennel. Hopefully the dog didn't soil in the kennel and she didn't check in there, make sure there's not a little.
She checks she's very meticulous. She checks every 3 minutes.
So something happened. So she needs to make it a more positive experience. She should go ahead and move the kennel to maybe a little different location. Try letting her go in with a treat or a toy or something like that. Most dogs, people think it's cruel that we keep dogs kenneled when we're not home or at nighttime. But in the wild, when you have a coyote or a wolf or that, when they seek refuge, it's usually in a den or a small enclosure. So it's not a punishment for a dog. It's a safe haven.
Yeah, and the dog feels good about it. Andrea, do you have a question about the bear and the revenant?
No questions about bears or babies. But I do, I've been talking with these guys, Dr. Sam, about getting a dog, a puppy, and I live in a condo, two-bedroom. It's not that big. But I see people in my building with these huge dogs, greyhounds and labs, and I always feel bad because I don't think there's a lot of room for them to move around. So would you suggest getting a smaller puppy? Or does it not matter to the dog?
It really doesn't matter, because it's what those people with those big dogs are doing when they spend time with the dog outside. Are they going to a dog park, exercising the dog for an hour or so? You know, are they getting frequent walks? Do they have pet sitters coming in? Obviously, from a manageability standpoint, a small dog would be easier. But even some small dogs are real high energy and demand a lot of exercise, like an Italian Greyhound. That dog only gets to be about 12, 13 pounds, but that dog wants to run about 27 hours a day.
So, in other words, size doesn't matter.
Right, okay. Right.
For dogs being in apartment buildings.
Oh, because I was going to say that's a huge...
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a huge relief to a lot of people listening this morning.
Hey, Steve, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I ask my clients this all the time. I was just curious your feedback on it. What's the normal rectal temperature for a dog?
I like 98.6. 98.6, 98.7. Yeah, yeah, I think that's probably the way to go.
Yeah, 101.5. 101.5. Yeah, 101.5. Weren't you on 101.5 in Minnesota?
Sure, I was thrown off of one of them. Yeah, I've been fired from everyone. All right, we got a texter. I'm sorry?
I hear 40 degrees up to 200 degrees when I ask clients that question.
200 degrees?
Yeah, somebody guessed 200 a couple weeks
ago. 200 degrees?
I pointed out we could have probably baked chocolate chip cookies on the dog's
200 degrees? Your dog's butt's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
From the 630, Doc, before we go, could you repeat the four best brands of dog food according to veterinarians?
According to this veterinarian?
Yeah.
I like Purina.
Uh-huh.
Science Diet,
right.
Royal Canin,
mm-hmm. And IMS.
And IMS. Thank you. I forgot the fourth
one. That's right. And Beneful isn't in the list. Get it?
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello.
I thought I lost you there for a second.
You did.
IMS. IMS was the fourth. All right.
You know, I think people need to ask their veterinarian about what diets they like, what they recommend. There's so many food fads these days. And unfortunately, some veterinarians, I think, are falling to some of these food fads.
Sure, sure. Andrea, by the way, is ready when you are to bring a dog by the house, and she'll test them out.
I will.
So, perfect.
Because Sam has that kind of time. 630-820-6999. And the website is?
I got a tattoo at Christmas with it. It's www.ipahvet.com.
Indian Prairie Animal Hospital Vet, ipahvet.com. Good for you, Doc, and you didn't even hurt yourself when you were giving it up.
I'll show you my tattoo.
Don't threaten me.